Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. This is, I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
This is going to be a little bit of a different flavor for some of you.
Yeah.
But not all of you.
Not all of you.
Not all of you. I've been out of town, and it's this thing where when we don't talk like on our normal cadence, it feels like it's been a million years or something.
It feels like it's been a million years, but I think the biggest thing for me this week is like this kind of is our normal cadence, except for we recorded. So normally how we record, you guys, we have two episodes that we launched. You guys are listening to the Tuesday show, which generally we record on Friday, like later afternoon before. And then we record, we have a show that we release on Fridays that we record Thursday right before. Right?
Right.
Is that accurate to say?
Yep.
So, but Colleen had a work trip, so she was gone on our during our normal Thursday recording time. So we pre-recorded that second episode, the Patreon episode, which is normally you guys hear us talk about it. It's our catch up behind the scenes, you know, pull the hood up, kind of whatever. And then Tuesday is a little more curated. But we were like, well, we could bring faves this week. But I'm like, well, I have a problem because you just went on a work trip and I need to know about it. And like things are going on with Taylor and Vanderpump Rules. And we normally, that's what we do, like a catch up on Patreon and then hot topics.
So
and we just have things to talk about.
Let's take matters into our own hands.
Yeah. I can't bring faves today.
Cover the things we need to really, the things that are all on our heart. We have to like get things, some things off of our chest.
Right. Yeah. And we need to talk. We need to catch up.
Here we are. So
here we are.
Should we start with the ketchup and then get into the sizzle topics?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you went on a work trip, your first work trip in like what?
Years.
Pre-COVID, it feels like.
Yes.
Because it was like COVID and then postpartum and.
Yeah. So my company that I work with is also remote. So like they went remote during COVID and then they never went. Like people can go into it. They have offices, but like it's a remote workforce.
Okay.
And they have all gotten together. Like they had like a big live meeting, like with everybody that I had to miss because I was in the hospital, literally giving birth to Ellie.
Okay.
And so for me, not for everyone, like for everyone when they got together, like what was it, 10 months ago, it had been a long time.
Yeah.
Since they had gotten to see each other. And for me, this was my first time meeting the majority of people that I work with directly.
Yes.
And so turns out, you know, people have a body below the shoulders, you know, because all I saw was their Zoom squares for over 2 years. I mean, how long have I been there? Since 2020. So going in, so like over like three essentially. And it was really cool because Zoom is so limiting with like 30 minutes or an hour long meeting. And you're moving in a way and talking in a way that is like Zoom meeting-y.
Yeah. Right.
And then when you're with people in real time, like there's all these little things that you catch about people's personalities. And then also what you get when you're with people is their energy. Energy only goes so far on Zoom. And so I knew I was going to like everybody because if you can like people over Zoom, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You know, and we've all worked, and it kind of almost felt like I never have done, because it came out as a thing like after Chris and I were dating and everything, but I never did online dating.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But in a way, it's sort of like online dating, because it's like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
have built this relationship totally virtually for years. I mean, so there was almost like some nerves, you know,
are we going to like each other as much as I hope we're going to like each other? Yeah.
It was more like, are they going to like me? I felt like nerves about, like I knew I liked them, but I was like, oh my God, they're like seeing me and being around me. And like, I don't know. It was cool to feel that in a way. Like, and then it just was awesome.
Oh,
it just was awesome. It was really cool to get just time together during work. You know, I feel like people got to see me in a more natural way and how I like to show up at work. And then in terms of like participating in meetings and how we build shit together, you know. Mm-hmm. And then outside of work, man, it was a pure adrenaline meeting. I was at the bars, so way later than I had business being at the bars until
good for you.
2 a.m. ish.
Oh my God.
That
is where being Pacific time was on your side.
Was on my side.
I mean, still.
But the wake up.
Oh, the wake ups are brutal.
6:30 was 3:30 a.m. my time. But here's the advantage that I have on all these people. I've been preparing for this since Eleanor was born.
Right. Yeah. You haven't slept through the night and, you know, you're like, I'm ready to go. What's wrong with you guys? Oh, you're
tired? Basically was training for this work meeting.
Yeah.
And it was funny because as I was leaving the meeting, the Boston Marathon, by the time you listen to this, it'll have just happened. But the Boston, I didn't know it was about to happen. So all these people are coming in for the Boston Marathon and I'm like, I basically just ran my marathon.
Right.
When I was
also in Boston.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, good luck following my act.
Right. You know? Yeah. I just made a PR, dudes. I don't know what you got.
Oh, yeah. And I was a trained professional bar athlete. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Then there was like low lights as well. Those were all the highlights. Mm-hmm. The low lights, pumping while traveling and trying to participate in meetings, like having to step outside of meetings, you know, everybody's sitting and everybody's watching. And you always think people are focused in on you and they never are. People are focused on themselves. And so I'm sure no one really noticed, but I noticed. And then I had gaps, you know, coming and then I'm like feeling like weird kind of walking back in, you know, which I shouldn't. And then it's like, you know, dealing with it's like all these little moments that you work through, pumping and traveling or just pumping in general. I just think pumping is so hard. I think it's one of the hardest things. Like, shout out to anybody who's like exclusive pumping or whatever. I think that is just so, my hat's off to you because it's a whole lot.
I feel like you don't get the bonding time, the connection time, right? Because it's like, time-wise is a sack, although it is more time when you're pumping versus just at this point, Eleanor's an efficient feeder, right? So she just goes on and gets what she needs and then leaves. But more than that, it's like if it was the same amount of time, it's not the same amount of like heart connection.
Yes.
You know? Like you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's also like a complete logistics nightmare. Mm-hmm. When you're trying to do it on the go, because you're running a milk factory and there's like temperatures involved. And like, I mean, so on my carry-on, I have a cooler with ice packs. So you go through a little bit of extra security. Getting out of Boston, I've never been inspected. Like every bag of breast milk, and there was 20 or so, they're wanding and then putting in the tester and then every single one, checking my hands. I mean, I was there for like 20 minutes. Like after they were just, you know, checking everything. So I have my cooler and I'm on a six plus hour flight. So I've got to pump twice. I had to pump twice on the way there. and I'm in a window seat, right? So then I've got to put up the tray. Sorry for shouldering the person, elbowing the person next to me, you know, because I'm trying to get,
yeah.
lift up this huge bag and then hold the cooler. It's like walking into too small of a bathroom with a suitcase where you're just maneuvering, you know, and then I got to get the wipes. I'm wiping the tray down. I set everything down. I get my, all the, take the Ziploc bag out, put, trying to put them together.
Put your without together,
you know, and I'm hunched,
without touching anything or anyone.
Are they situated right? Am I covering myself enough? Am I, then when you take them out, I'm like, God, I hope we don't hit turbulence and just falls. I'm like pouring shaky hand. I mean, oh my God. And then by the time you're done pumping on a plane, like whatever session you're done, you're just like, oh, I'm so relieved that that's over. Mm-hmm. Like I can relax for, you know, 3-4 hours or something.
Yeah.
And then, you know, while I'm at the, so I get to the Marriott and it, I want to preface this by saying I've exclusively stay at Marriott's like when I go to hotels. I've loved them. They've always been awesome. This has a happy ending, but you're always, I think what it does is you get a little bit of anxiousness because there's steps, there's so much pre-planning and you just are overthinking and you're living in the future, hoping everything is going to go right.
Yeah.
And you're trying to peek around all the corners. And so like you get to the hotel, milk has to stay cold, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't freeze it because I don't want it to de-thaw because then it all has to be used within 24 hours. Uh-huh. So I need it to stay fresh so that it can last until I can get it home and freeze it, right?
Yeah.
So every Marriott I've ever stayed in has had a refrigerator. And I check in and I said, I just want to confirm, you know, that there's a refrigerator in the room. And is there also a freezer? If not, I need to leave my ice packs with you so that you can freeze them and I can pick them up in the morning before I go to the day of meetings so that they stay frozen, right? The ice packs for my little cooler. And she said, oh, yeah, you know, we have refrigerators in there. So perfect, you know, no big deal. And she said, but we did make a change. You know, they're more of like cooling. Now, cooling units. I was like, oh, cooling units. Can you go on? You know, tell me what that means.
She's like, elaborate.
Yeah. So they'll like keep a drink cold. Like you could like have a little thing. It's like a switch and you turn it on and then it has like a 2-hour timer. And then at 2 hours, it'll just turn off, but it'll like keep things cold. She's like, I know. She's like, you know, is that okay? And I'm like, no, that's not going to work. So I was like, I have a, you know, it's a medical need. I have breast milk that I have to keep cold. And she's like, yeah, I don't know if that'll work for breast milk. And I'm like, yeah, right. So that's,
I'm telling you right now that's not going to work.
And I'm starting to get chippy. I'm starting to get a little chippy because now I'm worried. Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm not confident that, I'm not confident that it's as serious to the person that I'm talking to it is for me. So I'm starting to not be my best version of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, so how do we escalate this? Like, who do we need to call so that we can get this worked out?
Can you give me a Frigidaire rep on the line ASAP?
ASAP. Please? Like, do I deliver? And then she's like, oh, well, we can, you can just bring it to us. And we'll refrigerate it for you. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to be pumping like at midnight. I'm not going to come down here in my pajamas. Like there's work people that are going to see me. Like I'm not going to like just be walking down. And I'm 34 floors up. Right?
And also, so I don't think I'd want my milk not in my possession.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
It's like, that's not.
I was like, I need a fridge. Like, do I need to be in the suite or like, I don't want to be, but like, where is a fridge? Like, what's going on? So it took like a half an hour to get this sorted out, you know, and they're trying to call engineers. This is going on, but I also feel like this is like just the real thing of like, if you know someone who's pumping, like,
no,
give them a high five. So,
and also I think to your point, you do kind of have to make a stink about this. Like, even if it wasn't that big of a deal to you, you kind of got to carry the torch. Everyone has to do this so that this does become the norm for people that come after us. Right. Like, because this is not going away. It's not like a minor thing. This is pretty major.
Yes.
And if you're like, well, what if I'm going to, I guess we'll just go without the milk, saving the milk or whatever. Like there could be a mom that's like, I'm not willing to do it. But it's like, you also kind of have to carry that torch.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of unacceptable to not have a solution.
Like at the ready for like at for the this ready. To be just like, shouldn't be hard. Shouldn't be this hard. So I was, you know, I'm late for my work dinner because I'm trying to sort this out. So there's costs, you know, professionally, little ones that I feel like, and I have, thankfully, such a supportive manager with this who I can just be so open with, who supports me, who showed me to the pumping room that I was going to be at, like at the office, and like knew what I was doing. So was like filling me in on things I missed. And like, if I had a boss that didn't get it, wasn't supportive, or that I felt nervous about, like that only would have compounded everything, right? And so, but the Marriott, like this woman could tell, you know, she could tell, and then she started getting nervous, and then she like really worked it out. And then later that night I came back from the dinner and she was still there, and I like went out of my way to be like, I'm really sorry. Like I'm like, hey, I'm a stressed out mom, you know, who was like trying to get the fridge. And she's like, did they get it to you? And I was like, yeah, they did. And like, you're to thank for that. And this made all the difference. Like really made sure she understood like what a solution that was. And I was like, I can sleep easy tonight, you know, because of you. Like, thank you.
Oh, that's nice of you. Yeah.
I was kind of a jerk. I felt bad. But anyway, so got the old fridge in there, and then
where did they get this fridge? They had a couple or something in the hotel?
Yeah, they had to like special request, and then they had to be delivered, and it was okay. You know, it had a happy ending. You know, I pumped in the back of an Uber on the way home because, you know, the hardest part is when you're like if I'm at the hotel, that's fine. If I'm at the company where I was at, that's fine, because they had a room that I could use with a lock on it. But it was the moments where it was like, we're going to go to a happy hour and then to dinner. And I like couldn't get back to the hotel. Right. Those were kind of, I think I talked about this over on Patreon. Those were sort of the moments. This is like a whole rant. So I'm not even going to do a rant today because this is my rant. But it was like those moments that were more tricky. And so one of those moments happened, like we wrapped meetings up and then went straight to like a goodbye happy hour that I didn't want to miss out on.
Right.
So I pushed it and I went. And then I was trying to get an Uber, but because of the Boston Marathon, it was doing that thing where like ride requesting, ride, and it's just trapped in that ride requesting, blinking box, blinking box, no Ubers available. And then I'm starting to get antsy, you know, because you get a little travel anxiety for the next steps, especially when airports are involved. I'm like, if I miss this flight, there is one direct flight from Boston to Portland. I'm going to have to head out tomorrow, or I'm going to be on a 16-hour connection type thing. Oh. So then I walk a block up, try it again, requesting. Oh, it won't connect to the Uber system right now. Like, and then I start walking around, and then it's like, ding, you got connected, but my pickup location's wrong. So then I go back to the pickup location.
And you have all your luggage with you?
All my luggage. I'm sweating. It's 80 degrees.
Yeah.
In Boston, I'm wearing a sweater, like a very not good fit with the weather. There's people everywhere. My boobs are bursting. It's, you know, those were more of the low lights. I call the Uber and I'm like, please don't leave, because it's not showing you where I am, but I will find you. Like, right. I'll tip well. Like, please stay. The relief of getting in that car. And I'm like, okay. And he, you know, he was talking on the phone, and I just put my big bag on my lap, got my pumps out so discreetly, and just started going for it in the back of the Uber. And that's what I did.
And you know, you made it to the airport on time.
Made it. On the plane. On the way home, the woman was asleep next to me, so she didn't even see me pumping. So that was beautiful. Nice. A jackpot. Yeah. And then got home late. You know, probably 12:30 was the time, midnight, you know, just after midnight by the time I pulled into my driveway. And that feeling of getting in your house, I like went upstairs.
Oh my God.
I went into Ben's room and just like kissed him and just like gave him like a hug, like kind of like laid there, gave him a hug, and he didn't wake up, you know, just was like just my sleeping baby. And then I went and I did get Ellie out of her crib to feed her, because she wasn't taking a bottle while I was gone, which was also she didn't. They got it, like they offered it to her in different ways, mixed breast milk with food, like out of a cup, you know, but she was low on the calories. And so woke her up, like that feeling of just, you know, being with her again. The best.
Oh my
so
God.
It was a real adventure of a week. Real adventure. How was your week?
What did we do? I think it was a pretty good week. You know, last week I talked about, I think it also on Patreon, how I had my not so shining mom moments. And this week was really great. So we had Easter and, you know, that was fun and beautiful and, you know, but the kids both lost their Easter baskets by 11 a.m., I think, probably 10 a.m., just for being little jerks, you know, screaming, throwing things. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to put this away for the rest of the day. So, like, it was beautiful and wonderful, but also just keeping it real that, like, the kids, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids were still kidding.
Yes.
So, But then it was fine. So there were some meltdowns when the baskets first got taken away, and then it was fine. You know, they forgot about it. They haven't asked for them since, actually. just like a whole week later, they just don't really care. So that was fun. Then the week was pretty mellow. I do feel like last night, I don't know. I've only had food poisoning one time. I don't know, like, if there's varying degrees of food poisoning, because if I have it, it's very mild.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it's a bug, because my brain is like, if it was a bug, my kids probably would have had it first, and I'd get it from them, or we would have at least heard from them, like, they could be carrying it, and I guess just not feeling anything.
Sure.
But the school's been all quiet on the Western Front. Like, for the last, where are we? I would say most of March was, like, almost every day we were getting like, oh, another case, some sort of stomach bug. Like, we were getting messages from school. We haven't had anything in the last week to two, probably.
Yeah.
But yeah, I woke up. So, but I don't know what I could have eaten.
Right.
So I did have some leftover deviled eggs a couple of days ago, and they tasted fine. I Googled to see if it was fine. It was like, they're usually good for 2 to 3 days. So I thought, okay, we're in the window.
This is fine. Yeah.
It's fine. But last night, I was starting to feel a little bit nauseous, a little bit off. I had some granola. I tried some yogurt, some plant, because I'm trying to do dairy free, which is just annoying. Yeah. So I had this plant-based yogurt and I stirred it. I had not opened it yet, so it was fresh. And the date, expired date, was April 29th. So I'm like, oh, I'm fully within the window. I open it, but there's like weird brown things on it. And I was like, what is that? But I never had this brand before. So I just scraped it off. The rest of it was fine. So I was like, I don't know what this is, but it's fine. And I just did a little lick on the spoon to be like, is this good? Because I like, it's Kite Hill. And for dairy-free things, Kite Hill usually nails it. Premier. It was disgusting.
Oh.
It was awful. So I was like, well, that's not going to be it.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. And I just threw it in the trash. And then I tried, we have sheep's milk yogurt, and I didn't like the flavor of that. So I threw that out. And I was like, I'm just going to have granola and milk. So that's what I had for dinner. And I had a protein pancake. And then I was really tired. So I went to bed and I woke up. And it's like, you know, when you drink too much and you don't sleep well through the night, and you just wake up and you're like, alert.
Yes.
So that was happening to me, where I was just like not in deep restful sleep, which is not my norms. Like, it was almost like I'd been drinking, but I hadn't been.
Yeah, like fight or flight. Like, yes. You're just, yeah, your body.
Is that what it is? Yeah, fight or flight.
I don't know, but that's a feeling where you are just on.
I'm on.
Yep.
And I want to be on. I like a deep
sleep. Insomnia-ish.
Yes. Yeah. I was able to fall asleep but not stay asleep.
Yeah.
And then when I would wake up, I would be wide awake. And I noticed that, like, my stomach felt crampy. And then I was burping a lot, which is weird.
I've had food poisoning twice. Uh-huh. Both times, the stomach cramps.
The cramps.
Yeah. That was the telltale sign for me.
Yeah. Yes. That last time I had it was very bad cramps. These were like minor. It was so to the point where I thought, like, did that granola have gluten in it? That's what it felt like. Like, it felt like crampy enough that it was like, this is uncomfortable. Like, my body ate something it doesn't want. And so I was like, did that have granola in it? But I've had that granola before.
Yeah,
so I'm
you're going
and
through.
I'm burping. Like, that's the weirdest. That was so weird to me. Because normally if you eat something that's sort of upsetting, I feel like you more fart.
Right.
I was burping, which is weird. And then I was like, I'm going to go see if there's gluten in that thing. So I went and I look and I pull it out, and it doesn't say gluten-free on it, but it doesn't say contains gluten, you know, in that part where it's like contains whatever. It doesn't say contains gluten or wheat. said soy and dairy or something. But before I can even look at the ingredients, I started reading the ingredients and I was like, whoa, you need to find a toilet immediately. And I ran to the bathroom
no.
and threw up. And then it was just like my stomach, like tight, you know,
yep.
Convulsing or whatever.
Yeah.
Multiple, like probably 15 times. It was like, whatever was in there, my stomach was like,
brutal.
You need to be out. Purge this immediately.
Yeah.
So I did that.
And release then I went. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Release it. I went and sat in the rocking chair for a little bit and was just kind of like, this is weird. Cause aside from that, I felt pretty fine. But I was just sitting in the rocking chair rocking. And then I had a little bit of water and I took some activated charcoal to try to like take the toxins out, went back to bed. And I probably woke up an hour or an hour and a half later and I had to do both ends. And the throw up that time was just like black charcoal, which was wild. And then I've been fine kind of ever since, but I've just been a little off.
Yep.
So I don't know what it is. And I'm really hoping it's just like something that I ate because all my family seems to be fine and I'm leaving tomorrow.
Yeah. But luckily with food poisoning.
It goes through quick.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I feel that's why I'm like,
ish. When you're in it, it feels like forever, but you should be able to gain control of the outputs.
Uh-huh. Right. Outputs. Yeah. Well, I haven't had any major outputs today.
Good.
Since like 4:30
things are calming
or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I just was like resting and I just feel kind of tired today. But that also can be like, you know, when you're when you eat something like food poisoning. So I don't
think
know
you'll be ready.
Like
I think you'll be back on track and ready to go have a great time.
I agree that I will be, but I'm like, if I'm sick, am I going to go give this to everybody that I'm around?
If you're fine, though,
it's
quickly, then that was a food thing,
okay.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Know. I was thinking that, too. But then I talked about it a little bit on social today, and a couple of people were like, that sounds like norovirus.
And oh, I,
like,
I didn't think about noro.
Well, what's norovirus?
Contagious.
Well, I know that.
It's
but
like food
it's
poisoning.
Just like a flu. Oh.
Symptoms, but contagious. But I don't know how long it's contagious for, and I don't know how to tell the difference. I forgot about the old noro. It's been a while since I've seen that one come around. What is then or next?
Most people recover in 1 to 2 days, have no long-term health, dehydration, blah, blah, blah. How do you know if you have norovirus? If you experience suddenly feeling sick, projectile vomiting, and watery diarrhea, which I don't really have. I don't know what projectile is, but I wouldn't call it that. And I didn't have watery diarrhea. I don't know.
Yeah.
How can I recover?
That's one of those things, too, where you could throw it out to the people and just say, hey, this is it. This is what I think it is.
Are you comfortable with it?
How do we feel? So it's cards on the table.
Yeah.
Ah, anyway.
I could ask them. I could ask them.
Cards on the table. That reminds me of Succession.
Oh, gosh.
Which you're watching it this season?
No, I haven't started yet.
Holy shiza.
Yeah, there was a big twist I heard.
That big twist episode, even if you got a spoiler and you know what the twist is, let me tell you, watch Succession and watch that episode. That episode, wow. My jaw was on the ground. And I talked about The Last of Us, right? And how I really felt like one of the episodes from that series was going to win whatever award they give to the best episode of television.
Uh-huh.
I called it and I thought everyone's going to be playing for second place now. That episode of Succession, I'm a house divided.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
I have no idea who I would choose. Tied for first. Now everyone else is playing for second. I mean, it was unreal. But I will say, you know, trigger warning. I don't know how to do a trigger warning for this without spoiling it. I won't do anything.
Yeah.
I won't do anything.
Great.
There it is. It's on HBO. That's on them, not on not on me.
But it's a trigger warning.
But it's very, very good. Okay. Anything else that we want to catch up on before we get into hot topics?
That's the other big thing I've been doing this week is stalking Vanderpump Rules and Taylor Swift, because there's been a lot of things going on.
On Easter Eve.
Yeah, how fitting.
News breaks that Taylor and Joe are no longer together.
Yeah. They broke up.
And the Swift universe has shook dramatically. So how do we...
When you first sent it to me, I was like, I'm not going to believe this yet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who's reporting it, right? I was just like, I don't know. But when People reports it...
You know it's
legit. I feel like usually People is... I can't think of a single time that they've reported something that has not been vetted. Like, it's a trusted source.
Yeah.
So when People... Yeah. I don't know. So now I believe it.
You know, they kept their relationship so private that I thought when they uncoupled, I wouldn't care all that much, or if they uncoupled or whatever. But Taylor is so big. Any major life event that happens to Taylor is going to be news for a long time. Like, she is just that big. She's that humongous.
Yeah, I've been thinking about her more and more, like how unreal of a human she is.
Yeah.
To be doing the things that she is doing that would not work for any other artist ever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's pretty incredible. Really, like, to re-record your albums and then have them all go to the top of the charts is just kind of like, unbelievable. And to have so many people guessing. And you're right, like, I don't know anything about her and Joe, and yet I am highly invested in what's going on here.
I know.
I haven't known anything about them.
And in the absence of either of their people directly saying things, there's a lot of sources saying this and speculation of that, and a lot of stories just sort of, you know, swirling around. I believed it. I think I was hopeful that it wasn't true, but the timing of it, and I texted you this, you know, usually big stories, like people will release big things about themselves sometimes, or like if they know something's going to get out eventually, they'll drop it on like a Friday and let it just spin out a little easier over the weekend, you know? And so she knew that, like, they knew this was going to be major. And to release it, if it was intentionally released, that would have been smart, like the night before a holiday.
Mm-hmm. And maybe they were like not going to ever release anything, but because we didn't even know, like, we didn't know anything about them, but maybe because I had seen a lot of people talking about why Joe hadn't been at any of her shows. So maybe they caught wind of like, her fans are starting to dig and like, you know, Swifties are looking at, I don't know. And they were like, let's just get it out there. And I don't know. But then I sent you the thing last night that, have you ever heard of Dumas?
No.
Okay. I had not heard of her either, or her. I think it's a her. So she's like a source like Perez Hilton, but an anonymous one that nobody knows who it is.
Chris Dumas. Sent me her.
Yeah.
Dumas. Yes.
So I didn't know who she was. And then Stassi from Vanderpump Rules said, I had Dumas on the podcast, but she didn't have her camera on, so I still don't know who she is or what she looks like. And then I started following her, and I don't like following her because it's too cryptic. Like, I don't, but she gets all kinds of tips and leads and anonymous stuff all the time. All the time, like behind the scenes things. And
okay, how do you spell it? I'm gonna follow her.
D E A U, maybe, like Dumois. And then MOI. Let me see. That's the video that I sent you last night when you were on the plane, was from her. Okay. D E U X M O I.
Okay. Okay.
So if you go into like her stories, she just like people are sending in tips and she just posts the tips. But then I'm like reading all the time and I'm trying to make sense of it. She's not a very quick, fast news source for me. I want someone to just break it down. But apparently she's pretty reliable. And she posted on her podcast, I think it was, that what they're saying now, that someone has insider information, we don't possibly, can't really know, that Joe apparently did not like the fame. And I gotta say, it would be extremely hard to date Taylor because you cannot do anything. You know, like mm-hmm. you can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. You don't have any privacy. And if you don't like that, oh, that would be tough, right? So apparently he didn't like it. And then leading up to the tour, there was some distance. And someone, I think they're saying it was him, said, why don't we use this as sort of a time to take some space and see what we think. And what the thing was that I sent you was, and what she said on the podcast was like, Taylor said, okay, let's do that, thinking he would miss her and want to come back. And sure. apparently it's been like a better thing or something for him. And so now they're speculating that it was someone from his camp, not him, that leaked it, because apparently he is even more private than Taylor, but someone from, maybe he talked to a friend that wasn't trustworthy that then, you know, told someone they shouldn't have or whatever, you know, things spun out, but that it was from his side, not Taylor's people, that leaked this.
Jeez. Do you think they're going to get back together?
I don't know. Like, I don't even know if they're good together.
Like, the whole Lover album exists for Joe.
Yeah. But I do have an issue with my first introduction to Joe, I believe, was Gorgeous.
You didn't
on
like
Reputation.
That song. You thought it was corny.
And I think
corny.
It's stupid.
You still think it's stupid. I thought it grew on you.
No, I like it. I like the song. But I hate the lyrics of it, of like, you're so gorgeous, I hate you because you're so gorgeous. Like,
yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
Like, you're hot. It's like, get out of here. What? I mean, I think there's a different way to say it. It yeah. is a bop. But a bop. Lyrically, I'm just like,
not your fave.
That's a flop.
That's lyrically, what Shake It Off does to me. I get mad yeah. when I listen yeah. to Shake It Off. So yeah. I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
I just want Taylor to be happy.
That's what we want.
And I'm worried that no matter how good a breakup is or how cool you're doing with it or how great she is in her era's era, I'm concerned that there's churn in her heart and she's on tour singing love songs about an ex.
That's another reason I didn't believe it.
Fresh.
Because yeah. she's singing all these songs and I did not get one teeny tiny – I mean, I wasn't looking through that lens either – but I didn't get a
yeah.
tiny morsel of heartbreak coming from her.
No.
Yeah, I just right. got utter like strength. Domination and strength and like slay.
But do you think they were broken up when we were in Arizona?
Yes.
You do.
I don't think you miss her first debut shows.
Yeah.
I just don't think
unless
you do.
He was like backstage. Do we not know that?
We don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He could be. But the mom and the dad were both, her mom and her mom was there seen in the tent, like the VIP tent or whatever on the side night one wearing a mask. Remember? Because I think mm-hmm. we talked about like
she's still sensitive. Yeah.
And then dad was, Taylor posted a video, said, my dad got this from the show last night. He was there night two and he might've been there both nights, right? But maybe they took turns who was on the floor. I don't know, in the tent. But like when Selena went, she's in the tent, right? They're
okay.
like
yeah, that's
watching.
The place.
And when Joe has gone before, he's been in the tent, the VIP tent that is out there. Like people have seen him at the shows. Mm. So he could have been behind the scenes. But I feel like, why are you being extra, 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 extra private now?
Mm-hmm.
When you haven't done that before. It's not like you've yeah. been at shows before and not been on the field or whatever. So I did think that it was strange that he was not at those shows, that either of those shows, but I thought, well, maybe he has a project he's working on. He couldn't be at them for some reason, but he's certainly going to be at a show. But then he wasn't at Vegas. Then he wasn't in Arlington, you know? So it's like,
yeah,
where is he? What's happening?
It looks like a duck. Smells like a, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one I want your take on because I feel like you are a source for this couple. Speaking of breakups and reunions, I'm sniffing Chloe and Tristan.
Oh, yeah.
Say it ain't so.
I don't know, but it is not looking good because she posted this tribute to him on his birthday about how wonderful he was. She posted it on Instagram. Yeah. This is how she started last time too. When she took him back last time, she never explicitly took him back publicly.
Right.
Until like even on the show, the Kardashians, she like still tried to keep her cards close to her chest, but like you knew. But she posted something like very glowing about him on his birthday. Then you see him and Kim going to like North's soccer game or basketball game together. And I feel like when the family gets involved, especially Kim, like if someone did to you what Tristan did to Chloe, I am not going to be in their corner.
No.
You know what I
never.
Mean? The only reason that I would, and Kim talked about it, like she was so angry at him, unfollowed him the last time when it happened with Jordan or whatever, Kylie's friend, when he did that betrayal. I think that was the second one, right? Yeah. So Kim said, like, I wanted to have nothing to do with him. And she was really angry at him in the delivery room when the first affair thing happened.
Yeah.
Like, Kim is like, it sounds like from what I've gathered, like, she's kind of like me. Like, she is, okay, the bridge is burned, right?
Yes.
So to see her, and then she was talking about on the show that she's like, but he has really done a lot of work and like, I trust him and I love him. They all became, yeah. So now they're going to a game together. And I think if he's got Kim on his side, oh, Chloe's in his pocket. Then I just heard last night that he's with him and Corey Gamble went to a Lakers game together and then a club afterwards. So he's now broing out with, you know, the mom's dad, the mom's dude, boyfriend, whatever he is, partner. So it just seems very much like they are back
on. History is repeating.
And I don't know, like, we're judging from the cheap seats, certainly.
Yeah.
But it seems very scary.
Yeah. I really can't believe it.
Right. It's like, how do you, after the third, so publicly and so this time he had a child? While they were going through IVF or like their surrogacy.
And like the stories, the stories tell the story. Those are the facts.
Right.
But what I keep going back to is the look on her face when they covered it on the Kardashians. That like first episode or the second where it was like the utter heartbreak in her entire body. What he did to her and what she like let us in on. So I feel like we're all like Kim. Like he is just bridges are burned between him and all of us. And I can't believe it.
I know.
This is a tough pill.
How is it possible? It just feels impossible.
Yeah, it feels impossible.
And it also feels wild because I could see Chloe, obviously she's into him. You know, I could see there's been lots of people that are in relationships that the family or their friends around them do not support because they're not treating that person the way that they deserve, right?
Right.
But it's so wild that the family is now in support of him too.
Yeah.
Like,
wild.
I know that they're good about not because there's kids involved. I know that the family is good about like
forgiveness,
not bashing them and forgive, but like to be buddy, but I can't imagine Kim going into a game. For one of her kids.
No.
To like, hey, come to North's basketball game.
Yeah. Makes me ill.
That just seems like, whoa. Okay.
Too much.
Yeah.
For forgiveness, I'm tying these in well together today. Harry is attending his father's coronation.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't think that necessarily means forgiveness, but it is certainly something, I think.
No,
Meghan will not be attending. She will be staying back with the children.
What do you think about that, staying back with the children? Do you think it's fine?
I think it is in an effort by Harry and Meghan to keep the coronation focused on the coronation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me it seems like
A move.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parent move. Okay, let's protect our kids from the riffraff. Let's also just like, we don't need, I'm going to go, but we don't need all, let's not have the eyes on us or whatever. But TMZ was on last night and all of them are talking shit about it. And I just was like, that never would have occurred to me to think that was the wrong move.
But it's interesting because it's like a move to respect, to show respect to the crown, to the family, to the moment of history, I think, like, to the family, you know, to the business side of it. It keeps him sort of relevant-ish in that way there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it just doesn't align with like how, I don't want to say disrespectful, but like how they've really tried to like blow this whole thing open.
Yeah.
Like they've thrown any question of if they're questioning the crown, like to the wind, because they just right. are like, what has been prioritized is like unearthing the real mistreatment of yeah. Meghan, really by the media, but also the family. I mean, mm-hmm. they have, and so then, I don't know, all of it is.
Yeah, the family yeah. is the opposite of what we were talking about, bridge burners.
Yeah.
They are like, you know, and I guess rightfully so, if that's what you have to do, but like protect the monarchy at all costs. So we're not going to go against the media. We're not going to defend one of our own, no matter what.
Yeah. And then also planting stories about her intentionally is what the documentary for Harry right. and Meghan alleged and like yeah. all but proved to like, you know, it was a look over here and using her as a way to like generate relevancy and stories and like to look the other way to keep, you know, Will or whatever as the little shining star. But it mm-hmm. just, I think it's so interesting. The last one we've got to get to, Vanderpump.
Yeah. Did you see that Tom did a tell-all this week, interview with Howie Mandel?
Okay, I saw some snippets of it. I didn't watch.
Yeah. I think it's wild that you would choose Howie Mandel. And it also, like, I'm fine with Howie Mandel. Like, I don't think he was just like, I take him or leave him.
Yeah.
After the interview, I'm like, I am leaving him. He's not a take him. Yeah, he's just irritated. He's irritating. I thought he was not likable. I don't think he asked. He was basically on Tom's side because he didn't seem like he's watched a single episode of Vanderpump Rules. Like, apparently, I didn't watch the whole thing. I saw a bunch of clips too, but he was like, who's Sheena? And she's like a main player in this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so he didn't know anything that was going on. He was like, I don't understand why they're all being so hard on you. You know, it was just like, so maybe that's why Tom did his show, but it was, fell a little flat and it seemed like a lot of excuses to me because he just basically threw Ariana under the bus. Like he was just like, I tried to break up with her for months. I did break up with her on Valentine's Day. She wouldn't have it. She said she was, and he's like, they kind of bleeped it out, but I feel like she said she was going to like harm herself if I broke up with her. So what was I supposed to do? And if that is true, because then he also kept saying, I know I handled this horribly. I know I'm a shithead. I know I did it wrong. And I'm like, well, both of those things can't be true.
Right.
Like if it's like, what was I supposed to do? I tried the best I could. It isn't also, I know I was awful. I know I did. It's like, no.
Either you're awful, all of that or, feels you know, like he's turned it around enough, like so many times in his mind of like, mm-hmm. how does he cope and defend and like save face a little bit, that he's just, it's overturned and it's messy.
Yeah. And then last night I saw someone did a side, but it was Kristen, his ex that was before Ariana.
Oh, interesting.
She was like, this sounds a little like Groundhog Day or whatever, deja vu-y. And then people spliced together like the things that he said post Kristen and the things that he's saying. And it was like so the same. He basically said like, we've been broken up for a while. Like I tried to break up with you. You wouldn't accept it. Like all, and there was like 10 different things that he said to Kristen that he said.
He's got a little playbook.
He's got a playbook.
Whoa.
And I think he thought that was going to be a good look for him and like defend himself. And I feel like it was the wrong move. Like he needs a new PR team. It's not.
Even the timeline still is irrelevant because it's February.
Yeah.
Even if he did attempt to break up, they were, Raquel and him were spotted way before then.
August.
And hasn't he since said that he's like madly in love with Raquel? They're like full blown.
Well, he told. That's what Schwartz said. His bestie said on Watch What Happens Live. He said in January, Tom came to him and told him that he was in love with Raquel. So I don't know if I've heard Tom say it, but his best friend who's like, you know, is everything, said that. So yeah. And he's like, I don't know. He's like, I went away to Miami for a weekend and I didn't talk to her all weekend. That's not normal. And I'm like, I'm thinking it could be.
You're like together for 10 years.
You're right. Yeah.
You she think have just to check ghosting her for a weekend is yeah. means she's going to process.
Right.
Oh, like, oh he is fully down. Broken up with me and ready to yeah. move on.
Like, yeah.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. She should have totally yeah. put all that
she
together.
She should have put two and two together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That's calculus,
it's,
dude.
So we do have a date, though. I think it's May 17th or something is the start of the three-part finale.
Here we go. Here we
and,
go.
And Lala was on Which What Happens this week. And he asked her, like, do you think, oh, he said, did Raquel, because Raquel and Ariana were like best friends.
Yeah.
And he said, did she, as the affair started to happen, did she start pulling away? And, or, you know, like, what was she? And Lala teased something. She said, you guys will see it in the finale episode, but you'll see it like leading up to. She said, there is a conversation that Raquel has with Ariana that I could not believe. And Andy said, yeah, I couldn't believe she could look in her eyes and say the things that she was saying to her, knowing what she was, you know. So I'm like, so I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah. So Raquel's just a, you know, wow, wild card. I just, I'm, it's not quite good TV yet, but apparently it's turning.
Okay.
Like we're start, all the stuff that's been filmed before is, you know, pre all of this, but now we're going to start seeing things. And Lala apparently had an inclination. You saw it a little bit on last week's episode. She started being more suspicious starting in August, starting at Brock and Sheena's wedding, which was the last episode. She's like, I started cluing into this. And she said, my mom, when she met her in 2017, she said, be careful with that when she moves like a snake. So Lala said, I've been like just wary of her ever since. And she started like noticing that Raquel is a little sneaky. Wow. It's great. This is, you don't have to watch any of the rest of the season, Call, but at this point, you probably should start tuning in.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. That goes for all of you.
What night is it on?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday nights. Okay.
I think
okay.
it's Wednesday nights. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Give me a front row ticket.
Oh my God. It's, yeah.
And you yeah. guys always have a front row ticket here.
Always.
I love the just off the cuff. Getting just to hang out chat. With you and with you listeners, our favorite people ever. We love you. You can sip with us always. And we will see you next Tuesday. Bye. Bye.
Want more? You can sip with us. How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
same.
Sign me up. Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us, or download the Patreon app. And search. You can sip with us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.